Hallelujah, hallelujah. Greetings, brothers and sisters, wherever you may be, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the only mediator between God and man, and the only way, the only truth, and the only life. Hallelujah. He has left us his word to feast on, that we may not walk in darkness in these dark, difficult times. Hallelujah. It is easy to be dissatisfied when problems arise, when one is ill, for example. So today I shall address dissatisfaction with the witness of God in heaven and earth and in us, in 1 John 5. And then, Lord willing, I shall endeavour to encourage, excite, and possibly activate your faith and that witness in your spirit with some scripture promises that attack and alleviate dissatisfaction and evil illness with the authority of God's word, which we know today is truth because of Christ Jesus' word, what he said, thy word is truth. Hallelujah. So I shall be reading, brethren, from 1 John 5, from verse 1 to verse 15. Please be before God. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ, is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in the earth, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood, and these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater, for this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you, that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Hallelujah. We know that God will honour the reading of his word today. We hear in 1 John here these incredible encouragements about a witness, and today will you allow this witness to encourage you? For self-pity is a painful medicine contrary to physical and spiritual health and well-being. Are you dissatisfied with your current situations? Your illness is bringing you down. You may even blame God. You may even say, oh, why God are you doing this to me? Why is this happening? Well, I want to bring you some scriptures for when you feel dissatisfied, and then some scriptures to attack physical illness in this dissatisfaction. For Psalm 34:10 tells us, the young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. According to 1 John, we have this witness. We believe that we have the petitions desired, so we will not want any good thing. Consider the prophet Isaiah 40:3, he says, God says to you today through his word, for I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit on thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring. Your family will be blessed. Hallelujah. Not just you, but your family. For God will pour out his spirit. The psalmist tells you to trust in the Lord and do good, so that shall dwell in the land. And verily, verily, thou shalt be fed. Hallelujah. What about the Apostle Paul in Philippians 4:12, who says, will you have this attitude today? He says, I know both how to be abased, and I know both how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. You too can do all things through Christ which strengthens you, if you will take his word on board, if you will believe on what the Lord Jesus has told you. He cannot lie. He cannot lie indeed. He tells us we have the witness inside us. Hallelujah. We have that record inside us that God has given to us, eternal life. Hallelujah. And these things have been written to you, that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Hallelujah. And have confidence. Have confidence that he hears you. Consider here the psalmist, the psalm of David when he was in the wilderness of Judah. He said, O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise me with joyful lips. Despite what that David was going through, he recognized that he shall praise because your physical, mental, emotional conditions and financial conditions mean nothing when you measure them next to the condition of your eternal soul. And as it told us in 1 John, if you believed on the Son of God, well then you have eternal life. And I ask you to measure your situation with what God has given you today. Eternal life through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Through his finished work on the cross. And these things, if you can truly grasp this. And I know you may be in pain. I know you may be in difficulty. And I'm not decrying that. But cast your cares upon the Lord, for he cares for you. Hallelujah. And you have so much more. So much more ahead in the glory, in the promises of God. Jeremiah 31:14 says, and my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, saith the Lord. Will you be satisfied with his goodness, his mercy, his grace in giving you eternal life through Jesus Christ? Joel 2:26 says, and ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, that hath dealt wondrously with you. Yes, he has dealt wondrously through you. And this witness of the Word, the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, the Father, oh, praise the Lord. These are things that should excite and encourage you despite your current situation. Yes, indeed. Again, a psalm of David, it says, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and that all with is in him with thee. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction,